When we were announced as the host of the G8 summit for this year, we in Scotland felt this was an enormous opportunity to promote our small country across the globe and to promote everything that Scotland has to offer. And that's been the case at summits before for other locations. But we also felt this was an opportunity to promote the values that drive us as a nation and have driven Scots for centuries. Values of caring and values of internationalism. And when the Prime Minister announced the important topics for the summit, particularly that topic of development in Africa, then across the whole of Scotland, people wanted to influence the outcome and ensure that the leaders of the G8 represent public opinion across the globe, but also, critically for us, public opinion here in Scotland.
What action would you like to see the G8 leaders take in July?
Well, the situation in Africa is an international tragedy. There are about 30,000 youngsters die every day from AIDS or other preventable diseases. The continent of Africa receives less international aid than any other developing continent. There is extreme poverty, an incredible waste of talent and individuals who could be contributing so much more to their own countries and to the world. And we believe that for a relatively small commitment on the part of all of us in the rich developed world, we could help Africa move on so significantly. And we think that the G8 leaders are in an ideal position to do that at a time when the global economy is strong, when the leaders are good people who are committed to international goals, and when I believe good people all over the world, not just churchgoers, not just people who've had an interest in Africa in the past, but people from all kinds of backgrounds, I think would like to see the gap closed to some extent between those of us who have so much and those who have so little.
Mr. First Minister, at the conference on Monday, you had mentioned that you expected some, I guess, tough talk from Bob Geldof, not only a musician, of course, but a member of the Commission on Africa. Why did you think he would speak as strongly as he did about G8 policies?
Well, Mr. Bob Geldof, 20 years ago, saw a film on a television screen of children dying in Ethiopia and decided that he could use his international fame and the time and the skills that he has to make a difference. At that time, 20 years ago, he used that time to raise money and to start a global movement for charity, which has saved many, many lives and created permanent projects in African countries that have made a real difference. But I think over that 20 years, he and many of us have seen that it takes more than just charity to change the situation in Africa. He has a unique, sometimes outrageous way of expressing his opinions. He gets noticed because of the way that he talks and the force of his views. But he does speak with real passion. He's been in Africa on many occasions. He is horrified by what he still sees today. And it sometimes takes angry people speaking out in that forceful way to get those of us in positions of responsibility, and particularly not just the 8 most powerful people in the world at the G8, but probably the eight busiest people in the world, to sit up and to notice, and I hope to resolve to do something special.
Now, I know your country is involved in various projects in Africa. Would you tell us about some of those?
Well, in Scotland, we have, I suppose, unique historical link with the small country of Malawi. Scottish churches have strong roots there. The Scottish explorers are still recognised in Malawi. The main city there, Blantyre, is named after one of our Scottish towns where David Livingstone came from before his move into Africa to explore this vast continent. And we want to ensure that we can build upon the many charitable efforts of Scots down through the years there. There are many Scots working in Malawi, helping starving children, helping in hospices and hospitals, helping the government but also local communities to build basic services and to help people who are suffering desperately. And we think that if we concentrate in this one small country and we help them build better government, we help them build national departments of education and health that can help the the overall condition of those services in those countries, then we will have made a difference.
What message would you have to those who are coming to Scotland for the G8 summit?
Well, my first message is that Scotland is a welcoming nation. We have a great quality of life here. We've got a fantastic countryside and landscape that I think is recognised elsewhere. We've got wonderful, vibrant cities, and we have very friendly people here who will give a warm welcome to the leaders of the G8 and the hundreds of members of staff and representatives of the media who will come with them. But my other message would be that that welcome will be even warmer. That welcome will be very, very special indeed if the leaders of the G8 and the delegations come here with a resolve to make poverty history in Africa. And if they do that, not only will they be received warmly in Scotland, but they will never be forgotten through.